Hello, and thank you for stopping in for another episode of The Gym Closet. I think you're really going to love this episode. We give you a chance to analyze your Thanksgiving eating and make any adjustments that you need to make moving into more holidays here in the next couple weeks, the next month. We also have some awesome food for thought. I did some market research that will blow your mind. So let's get right into this conversation. Here we go.
So that just goes everywhere and
that,
nowhere at the same time.
That, to me, is like why I watch the same show over and over. kind of like The Office. So, like, for
so
you, it's The
mindlessly
Office.
For me, it's
New Girl.
Yeah.
It's to shut my fucking brain off. Because day, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yep. That's
I'm a
my
classic
problem.
Overthinker.
Right. Yeah. I am too, yep.
Number one. Number two, I'm so, what is the most efficient? Should I get up from the couch and make my food first
exactly,
and then
yeah.
get a drink? Or do I get a drink first so I can drink it while I'm making my food? Or
I'm the same
all
way.
That kind, all
pisses
that kind
Amber
of shit.
Off.
So, yes.
Do everything
it's
at once.
It's the most efficient right. thing. And so, for me, it's, people are like, oh, that movie was dog shit. Like, it didn't make sense. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was great.
Right.
Because
you're
I,
ahead
when,
of the writers.
When I watch a movie, it's, I don't care about the content. Like, it's something going on to
oh,
make
okay.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
I shut my mind off.
Yeah. See.
And I just,
depending
I
on the movie,
it.
I analyze.
Like, Blue Mountain State.
Like, movie. Right. I love that shit.
Because you shut your mind off and you
it
just
was
enjoy it.
Bullshit.
What amount
yeah.
of thinking are you doing watching Blue
right.
Mountain
you're
State?
Not
right,
you're not
exactly.
doing a single
yeah, you're doing
thing.
It wrong
you're
if you're thinking.
Giggling
right.
when Chad does his scream.
Like, you're completely doing it wrong
right.
if you fucking are watching Blue Mountain State and thinking of anything.
Right.
But no, like, I analyze stuff, and like, it's funny because I'll do, like, when I talk to Amber, I will leave something, like, I'll leave a bowl out, and I'll go into the kitchen, grab like a drink, and then I'll drink the drink and I'll put the cup inside of the bowl, and then like I'll have like a wrapper and I'll leave that all there while I like unwrap something that I'm eating and put it the trash in there.
Yep.
And so like by the end of the night I have this little tower of shit that needs to go in the kitchen, right? But Amber's somebody who immediately like
each one
she's so like type A when it comes to shit like that. She just like if that bowl is sitting there for more than 5 minutes, she's gonna fucking freak on me. And so like she hates seeing my little mountain of treasures. And so when I take them okay, I'm strategically putting these here for a certain amount of time.
One trip.
One
trip.
So that's one trip, yes.
Right.
And I know that I could put that back in there, but then I'm going to the sink 6 times versus 1 time with all of this. Or,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right.
And the dishes are a whole nother story, but that's
right.
the concept
so
that I have in my mind.
I was in a relationship for 10 years, okay? I have, year and a half have been out of this relationship. So now trying to, like, I brought a girl home one time, and she's like, holy shit, you're like the cleanest person I've ever seen in my life.
Sure.
I'm like, I get that, but that's like part of my strategic thinking is not as far as the girl is concerned, but as far as like how I like efficient I live my life. Like,
right.
Same with you is like I'll be eating and everything goes to the right side of my chair.
My have a
drinks
treasure
go
trove.
To the left
yeah.
side of my chair.
Oh my gosh.
Very OCD. But anyway, so it's like that way I can just make one trip to the kitchen.
Yes.
And it's just so much better.
I'm trying to think of the situation that came up today. It was to me it was so obviously more efficient to do it my way. And Amber about had a shit fit and I can't remember what it was.
The point to my story, not to interrupt
no,
you.
No, sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
no,
finish.
I actually forgot the point of my story while I was talking. is
you haven't drank all your vodka yet. You
no,
know,
I haven't,
you can't,
but I did drink.
You can't
my beer.
Forget your story.
Full disclosure, I've been drinking 3:30.
Yeah. On a Tuesday.
on a Tuesday. Whoops. So anyway, the point to my story, I already forgot it again. It's going to be hard to go back to that You know, when in Jordan's case, to Jordan's case, a couple of podcasts ago, he said he loved living alone, and it's going to be hard to have a roommate, etc. Whether it's a man, not saying that,
that Jordan will only find love in a man.
No, but anyway, or a woman. But it's difficult to go from this structured two-person shit, although I always did dishes anyway, and pretty much everything else. But going to one person and then like, her dishes sitting out. Now, if it's her dishes sitting out, I'm almost on Amber's case where it's like, you need to get that shit in the dishwasher. If it's mine, I'll be like, meh.
But you have the plan.
But I have the plan. So your fucking plan.
Right.
And then we're good.
Exactly. Every time? Or can I just tell you my plan once?
If you have an efficient plan that you repeat,
if you lay it
I
out
agree.
For me.
Yeah.
So just the one time, if you say, this is how I do it.
Yep.
Yes.
This is how,
yep.
What if it is so insane that you don't agree with it?
Then you're gone.
See ya.
Interesting.
But that's the thing with me, in the dishes, right? So Amber has a put all of your dishes in the dishwasher every single time fantasy.
Same way.
In her world. You're the same way.
Once that dish leaves the carpet to the
now
kitchen.
It's going into the dishwasher.
Immediately, I'm rinsing it out. I'm nearly cleaning it with the cloth or the scrubber thing. And then it's going immediately.
Do you use the same, like a different dish for each meal? Because that's where I do something similar to you. Mm. I have one bowl for the day. I eat my oatmeal, cereal, Greek yogurt.
I do clean it out in between, right?
Depends on what you're putting in it.
Look,
next.
I'm not even gonna, the Greek yogurt is the only thing I put it, and I don't even really clean it that much. Like when I'm eating my beans at the end of the day, I'm getting chunks of old. I just that stuff doesn't bother me. I have four spoons, and those things last forever.
Can't do it.
That kind of stuff just doesn't bother me.
Can't do it.
I have one knife.
See, like for me, growing up with the family that I did, I mean, we had a shit ton of dishes because we ate. I mean.
Lot.
We ate.
I mean,
can't imagine.
We ate.
Can't imagine.
And so, like, I was always in charge of doing the dishes. And for me, when the sink is full, the dishes went into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Granted, our – and I think this is why we did it is because
– That sink was
that
full
was
in a day.
In a day. So now I have – in my mind, I've trained myself to think, like, when that sink is full, that's when I will – put them in the dishwasher because then I can plan out where all of these are going to go. So it's the most efficient way to clean them inside of the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. But not only that, but if the dishes are clean and I have a dish that if I get in the habit of putting dishes into the dishwasher after I use them and that is full of clean dishes, I don't have time to take the clean dishes out. And now it starts annoying me that dishes are in the sink. That's going to fuck with my world because now if I don't have time to take that dish out of the sink, I have to make time. I have to immediately take dishes out of the sink in order to put one dish in or sorry, out of the dishwasher to put one bowl into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Inefficient.
Me. Now, but see
I get it.
Sink full. If I were to wait for that, it would be 4 days and it would just be awful.
And that would be, yeah.
Four small plates, four bowls, four Pyrex bowls.
Actually,
what's that? Like a glass things.
Oh, okay.
Food prepping. That's what I actually use. So they have lids on them.
Sure.
It's like the more efficient way than the cancerous plastic things.
I do those too. The
don't
glass.
Hate on my cancer.
You do plastic still?
I don't meal prep.
I do rubber.
I eat
I do rubber.
Rubber is overrated.
I just eat the same thing every day so that it's like I don't have to meal prep. Like I know what I'm going to eat. I eat the exact same thing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right.
So it's
every day?
Yes.
See, I only meal
when
prep
my macros,
my meat.
I need to get you my macros.
When my macros change. This holiday podcast. But
I feel like
I ate a whole bag of potato chips yesterday.
Nice.
I didn't mean to, and then all
I didn't mean to.
Bottom.
So just... something accidentally. Oh no. So I have a story about that too later. But So welcome into the gym closet. We're gonna start our podcast again right now. But we've been talking for 18 minutes
a
already.
A little while.
But you'll hear most of it, but some of it...
Not the good stuff.
Yeah, some of it'll be... Some of it will be edited out for future causes, future listening sensations. it will be for everybody in the future. So
yes.
We are talking a little bit today about how to handle the holidays when it comes to meals, when it comes to your macros, when it comes to staying on target fitness-wise, and this is... we're recording this prior to Thanksgiving, but we will be after Thanksgiving on a Monday putting this out. So this will be a little bit of a post-Thanksgiving, hopefully. We can get this information out as far as some of our social media and that kind of thing. But what we'll do is talk about, you know, getting into Christmas, and then you can make the contrast. You can see if it's contrastable. And
sorry about it.
Oh, to sidetrack, somebody rated, and whoever reviewed our podcast and said contrastable in it, and Jordan quit laughing so loudly into the microphone.
They say that
is awesome. I don't know who it is, but it's the name of the person. Huge shout out to, I believe the name was Crave Champion or Crave Made Champion, I think was the name, which
here it is.
I'm absolutely loving it. No, it's not me.
This is your second account.
No, what I'm loving it. Let's read it verbatim.
You have opened my eyes to setting contrastable goals. This definitely sounds optimal. Fire. Side note, I want that second Crave 100. Side note, at Jordan.Hildreth, maybe don't laugh so hard in the mic, buddy. Kind of hurt my ear.
What's hunted? Huh? You said 100.
It's the little emoji. Hunted. Oh, my bad.
H-U-N-D-I-D.
Hunted.
All right. Sorry that I laughed so loud.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for the
feedback. Yeah, yes! Like, that's awesome. You get a huge shout out. We don't know who you are, but we love you. And
definitely going to keep laughing in your ear.
We're going to laugh very loud. I'll actually edit that to increase
his track on that. Every time I laugh, just crank it.
So that is super awesome. Like, that is awesome. I love hearing that feedback. We have 9 reviews right now, all 5-star. That is
really?
Yes. I love it. We have 9 listeners. We have 9 listened from Australia. We have 5 listened from Asia and Europe combination, I think. And then 200-something listened from...
Wow, thank you guys.
The great US of A.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. Thank you guys. If you haven't already, subscribe. We have 3 things that we do on every single
last one. This podcast last week was good.
Oh yeah, it was
the opening.
We just released
straight
it.
Fire.
Yes, we just like, released
fire
it.
Out the bottle.
Yes, literally. Yeah. It really makes it holds your attention. And it says, what are these guys going to talk about next?
Yeah, no, he sits to pee. That's what he does. Yeah.
Who is this man that sits to pee? We need to know more about this man's
at
life.
At Shane Sigebarth.
So I'm here with at Shane Sigebarth and at Jordan.Hildreth, and I am at TR Crave Strong. That's K-R-A-B-E Strong. So we're talking a little bit more today. Thank you again, all of you that have been listening. Hopefully we're giving some entertaining information out there. We have 3 things to do. We ask you to do 3 things. 1, rate our podcast.
5-star.
2, 5-star.
5-star.
Actually,
we will take 4 stars as to how we can improve.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Shane. We're 5-star. We're gonna keep it.
However,
we don't mind you asking us to improve a little bit, but also giving
me,
us 5 stars.
Right. To me, as good as I am, mm-hmm. I always know that there's room for improvement. Whether that's
the analytical Shane coming out.
There it is.
This is the business Shane coming out. So I actually got feedback on that on Sunday. When
so if you could provide, if you could provide us with a quarterly review of Shane Sigebarth, please.
Hunted.
So yes, yeah, so we have rate, we have review, and write us some awesome reviews because we love reading those. We'll read every single.
We will read every
single one of them on the podcast. So if you have something fun to say, we will read them on the podcast, and hopefully we get popular enough that's the entire
make
podcast.
Us say something funny. Yeah. We'll say it.
We'll say it. Yeah.
Q&A in the reviews.
Yes, reviews. Let's
doesn't
do it.
Doesn't matter.
And then subscribe.
Yep.
Rate.
Most review, important. Subscribe, rate, review, subscribe. That's what's up. So yeah, so today we're dipping into how to eat for the holidays. And you just went through a holiday, so hopefully that when this hits you, you're thinking one of two things. You're thinking, I like the information I got. I was pretty solid with following what those guys had said. Or number two, I ate like an asshole.
Let's prep for Christmas.
Let's get ready for Christmas. Yes. Let's get ready for Christmas. So let's chat about eating for the holidays. What have you guys done in the past that is either A, terrible and you know it, or B, you've actually kept it together a little bit?
So I guess for me, this is like my first kind of holiday going through in a serious...
In your new lifestyle, right?
In a serious note. So I guess for me, it's more about... and through my shaker drinks and my beers that I drink on the podcast, you can probably tell I like to have some adult beverage. So knowing that going in, I do scale back on the eating. So it's... And that's not to say the food isn't great, because the food is fantastic. But I'm more of a sides guy anyway, especially where Thanksgiving comes in.
Potatoes and gravy.
To me, it's like stuffing and green bean casserole and that kind of stuff.
I dig you.
Right? So it's, to me, not limiting, but just knowing what I'm eating. So... If I'm eating 4,000 calories on Thursday, you know, how many carbs did I have? You know, what kind of protein did I get in that day?
It's a good number of calories.
Fats, right. Fats usually isn't a huge concern of mine, just because I don't know.
You just eat relatively low fat?
Right. And that's just me. But that's kind of, it's more about portion control for me around the holidays, because I know I am going to drink quite a bit.
Excessively.
Right. Right. I mean... To, you know, Wednesday nights is generally the night where everybody goes home and it's a big party.
What's your plan for Thanksgiving? Or what did you do last Thursday for Thanksgiving? Because we're filming
in
the future.
I went to my dad's side of the family. So we meet at a church every week. Or every week.
Every week. Good job.
No,
God loves you.
No, once a year.
God loves
actually,
you less.
I actually have to go to a, I went to a church. Hold on.
I think so. I don't know.
Wait, what?
I said God loves you less.
Actually, I went to it twice this week because I have a wedding on Saturday. So I had it last Saturday. I mean.
Those are excuses.
But I'm going to look bomb-ass hunted. Yeah. So... Went to a church, dad's side of the family. Everybody kind of brings a potluck style type stuff. I don't know who makes the turkey and or ham, but just kind of go with it. And then we went to my aunt's house, and 30, 40 people came over there. And we drank.
I love how you're talking past tense like this already happened. This is awesome.
Right. And then we drank 30, 40 beers a person.
Nice.
And that's just the way 712 rolls.
712.
God's country.
Why does Amber has a 712 number?
Where's she from?
We got it in Sioux City. Is that 712?
Yep.
That explains a lot about 712.
Yeah. Not Sioux City. Don't.
Out of
the 712, you take out Sioux City,
the biggest
Council
part.
Bluffs, and Fort Dodge.
So
and
basically all of 712.
So the the asshole, the armpit of Iowa.
Right.
Take those out.
Right.
You don't claim those.
Right.
Nope. Why not?
Nope.
Why not?
Have you ever seen them?
But okay, now hold on.
You have Iowa
Central. I've lived in
Iowa
no,
Western.
I've only lived in Sioux City, I suppose.
I lived in Sioux City
for a year.
Well, yeah, that explains.
I stayed north in Dakota Dunes. Nothing wrong with Sioux City.
I don't know what that means.
It's less worse than the other two, than Council Bluffs. And Council Bluffs might be.
I don't get it. Like, what is the population of 712 without the biggest cities that are part of 712? Like,
right, aren't those 10, the bigger 000? Cities?
So are there 10,000 people otherwise?
So you're just claiming,
roughly,
like country?
Roughly one-ish.
So are you claiming like half a dozen farms and that's it?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, okay, those 500,000 people in those three cities, fuck them. And then us 12 over here, the Sega Bar. Yeah, but you can list the families on your hand on one hand.
Minus Fort Dodge, Sioux City, and Council Bluffs.
12 people.
Yeah, right, okay, there we go. Oh my God.
I love how you're stuck on that.
Cool.
That sounds like a good time.
So, yes, that is what I did.
Savage.
But I guess the biggest part, as I said, going into it, this is my first Thanksgiving were...
Is there any more of that chair in there? Oh, damn. I really could go for it.
The first part chair. Of my first serious watching, caring, I guess, what I'm eating is just portion control, knowing that I'm going to quite a bit.
Sure. That makes sense. Jordan, what about you?
So, as far as, like, what have I done in the past that's out of control?
Yeah, what did you do? What did you do last weekend?
What did I do last weekend?
No, that's later. We're telling this.
Okay,
later.
Okay. So what did I do last weekend?
The Crave Gym hockey thing.
Talking about this is released.
I know, but
you forgot we're future
2 weeks ago.
Anyway,
2 weeks ago. We'll talk about 2 weeks ago later.
Thanksgiving. I am not doing much. I'm probably going to rewatch the trilogy of Star Wars on Thursday.
Are you going to Jefferson, Iowa, 712?
Mm-mm. Is that 712?
Jefferson is.
That is God's country. See? No, I'm not doing anything then. See? And then on on Saturday, I'm going to run a half marathon. And
Turkey
then,
trot? Is that something?
Yes.
That's a thing?
The half marathon for the turkey trot.
Nice.
I'm going to run that, and then I'm going to go to a trivia night.
That sounds like my nightmare.
It is going to not be great.
What are you doing for the trivia night? I like trivia.
It's 90s.
Turkey trot sounds like
90s. I am the best trivia person you've ever seen in your life.
We'll see about
that. We would actually be a great team. We should actually...
Yeah, we should look for trivia places. Yeah. That would be a great idea. Yeah. These tickets are sold out, but I would love to do trivia.
We need content for this podcast.
Actually, we can go to... I went to the hall. Sorry to interrupt. I went to the hall in Des Moines for free ads.
What's the hall?
I don't...
Now you have to look it up. It's not an ad. It's just educating me because I have no idea what it is.
They have trivia night every Tuesday.
Oh,
so after... No, it's during this.
Blue Moon has...
Tonight.
Has every...
Is that Tuesday?
It's tonight. Yeah, a couple people from Blue Crave went tonight.
Does? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
Eric Payne. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So, not a couple. One.
Yes.
But no, Blue Moon, I've been there for their trivia night. That's fun.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, anyway, good. So half marathon, I do one of those a year, no matter how out of shape I am, which is the case this year.
Oh, man.
I was supposed to do Dam to Dam.
Wear, like, knee braces or something.
And more than that.
It's more my IT band.
Yeah, was stuck in a wedding being the best man. My friend decided to get married on the day I was supposed to run a half marathon, which is pretty selfish of him.
Yeah, I feel like
that's a better
idea. What kind of friend?
Like, I would
what kind of friend
does
that?
Not a great friend. Jamie, best man. This is for you, Jamie.
best man fucking marathon.
And then the IMT, I was in Austin, Texas when that was run. So now it's
the
IMT. The Des Moines, it's like the Des Moines Marathon.
Oh, okay.
It's run on the 15th. But now I'm stuck doing this stupid turkey trot, and I'm not ready for it. It's cold as shit.
Yeah, this sounds like the worst one out of all of them.
But it's all right. 1 year.
That's a good goal.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you have?
Oh, gosh. All of it. I don't know. I don't like listening to hype. I don't like listening to hype music when I'm running.
Drake White.
No.
What did you say?
The Drake?
E Drake. No, Drake's dog shit.
That's bullshit.
Just, that's awesome.
Anyway, that's what I'm doing this weekend. How about you, Tyler?
Okay, so we started a new tradition that I absolutely love. Last year,
no Black Friday shopping.
Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Not for me. Black Friday's today's Tuesday. I think Black Friday starts Wednesday at noon.
So no.
It's no Black Friday.
Most of them actually...
No, Wednesday. I think the day before
took it
now.
Back. It took it back.
What do you mean?
Most of, like, Yonkers and JCPenney's, like, they're not starting till Thursday at
Walmart is starting...
I don't care about Walmart. If you go to Walmart, you deserve to get trampled.
That's true.
I mean...
Trampled.
But all of these places... So they're starting, like, cyber internet sales the day
before...
I'll do
that all day.
Yeah, but the day before Thanksgiving. So that completely... The Cyber Monday, the next day, doesn't do anything. Today is Cyber Monday, actually, so...
Shut up. No, it's not. Is it?
Today.
Ah, oh, yes. Dude, you scared me, though. Okay, I get it. We're talking in the future and shit. But there's, like, stuff I want to buy. I was like,
what
no!
are you buying? What are you buying? What are you buying?
I wanted to do Ghost is having a Snickerdoodle protein.
Oh, God.
Cyber Monday.
Oh, God.
Dude,
that's awesome.
You got it.
Awesome
it touches
Cyber
my
Monday.
Basic bitch heart when things have
Snickerdoodle
anything. So I got to get it.
I love me some Snickerdoodle, for real.
Sorry, I got to try it. And then, fuck, there's something else, but... Now you got me so panicked and embarrassed about not realizing what was going on that I can't think of it.
What did you do this weekend,
Tyler?
So
last weekend, we started this tradition last year. Amber was extremely pregnant because Pierce was born on the 27th of 2016. So
I feel like I saw you guys on the morning of Pierce's birth mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was getting a good workout.
Yeah.
She worked that baby right out.
Yeah.
So it's fun. We'll tell that story another time. Let's remind ourselves to tell Pierce's day birth story, which we may have to have Amber in here to talk about that.
Why hasn't she?
Actually, that's a great idea. We could talk about pregnancy and working out and stuff with her. I like it.
That's actually a really good idea.
Anyway, because she was so pregnant, we had everybody over, and it was freezing.
Everybody minus me.
Well, we had family members. Yeah, we had family members over, and everybody actually means just her mom and her dad. So, so that was everybody at that point. We had everybody over. We went to Hy-Vee, and they have for 14 or 18 bucks.
I didn't mean to do that.
I was waiting. I was hoping you had some music queued up.
I didn't.
That's 100.
100. I'm for sure.
Find something on that. So we went to Hy-Vee and they have a chef cooking holiday.
Oh,
buffet.
I feel like you mentioned
Thanksgiving buffet. I mean, it was this. I'm really pissed that I didn't think about this before. But I was like, Amber, Sherry is Amber's mom. No offense or anything. But that's a professional chef doing Thanksgiving. I think this could be a tradition. And so we go, we watch football while someone else cooks for us.
Well, Iowa beats Nebraska.
That's the next day. Or that was Friday.
I just had to put that in there.
But it did happen.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yeah, right. I don't want to be that guy. The line, Vegas has Nebraska winning by 3.
Well, have you seen Iowa play 2 of the last 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Fucking awful.
I think they're both awful, so I think they were who's home? Okay, we'll give them a field goal.
It's 6-3.
It's 6, they're just terrible. Anyway, so then we went there. We watched football during it. Then we grabbed a pie or, dessert on the way out. We ate dessert there, but then we also grabbed dessert on the way out and watched football at home. Like, it was the best day. We did nothing. Did no dishes.
No cooking.
It was awesome. Literally, I mean, it was awesome. And I didn't just redo our kitchen to have food prepared in it.
Actually, that's a man card issue that we'll get to later.
What? Doing my kitchen?
Yeah.
I should have added points to a man card, I think. I get a punch out of my man card.
You didn't do it yourself.
I did. I didn't paint the cabinets myself. Hell no. Everything else I did myself.
Okay. Yeah. For 50. Yeah.
Paint's
hard. And I've actually seen a lot of videos and pictures of your guys' kitchen. It looks fucking great.
It turned out really, really good. Amber and myself painted the actual walls, but I've heard in my life, I've heard that cabinets are literally the worst thing that you can do.
Did you spray paint?
No. Get out.
Get out of here, honey.
Zero.
Zero. So I mean, we did. I painted the walls, or Amber and I painted the walls. I did the backsplash and had to do all of the rehanging of the cabinets and the hardware, whatever, the handles and shit.
Yeah, hardware.
The man's work.
Right.
Yeah.
After hearing that, you're good. You got that. Right. You got that card back.
And that's the thing. So just for anybody out there listening, the two things that I will never do in my life, I did one of them, and then I was smart and paid someone to paint the cabinets. That's something I'll never do in my life, and I stand by that because I saw how hard it was.
Wait, hold on. Let's try to guess what the other one is.
Yeah, guess what the other one is.
Putting down wood floors.
No, that's super easy.
Oh.
Nope, that's not
the opposite.
Nope. But, do you have a guess?
No, I don't.
Similar home project.
Anything.
Me and my dad did it this past year.
Oh, fuck. He told me what it was.
Hanging lights? No.
It was something to do with the basement window.
Yep.
Yeah.
Egress window.
Egress. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So two things.
Make another bedroom or what?
Well, we added to the value. So we made through that in, and now it's
livable
square foot. Yeah. So basically, two things that I will never do, and I suggest nobody ever does, is egress window, and then from what I've heard and kind of experienced with the gal that did ours, don't ever paint your cabinets.
yourself. Have someone else do it. She's a professional. She did about 25 things that I would have messed up on my way to being done that I was like, oh, that's a great idea. She's a genius. And because she did those, she didn't have to redo everything like I would have had to do. But so the reason that a egress window is so terrible is you're basically digging your own grave. You dig a 5x6 hole that is like 8 or 10 foot deep. So first we did that by hand, which was the first worst. I mean, that was the number one worst part of what we did, until the number two worst part of what we did was then you cut through the cement block with the giant saw that just pummels you. And so cutting through that and just the worst. And then just building the window, putting the actual egress in there. And then not only that, but then half of the hole is wasted. So you're mentally defeated as well. So you're like, I just dug out so far to put this little thing in. And then you have to fill back in with every scoop. With every scoop, you lose a little bit of...
more of your soul.
Yeah, of your soul. Yeah. Your soul just... you scoop your soul back into it. Because really, if you were super efficient, you would have to dig half of that. But there's no way to get that little framework into that hole without digging twice as big. So,
right.
Okay, but that was a different tangent that we went on.
Anyway, so those two you're things. Going to Hy-Vee for...
Yeah, so you go to Hy-Vee and then you go
don't
watch
have to do dishes
football
and such. Okay. Well,
yeah, so...
All right.
So my question...
Yeah.
I know we had a Q&A last week, and I didn't have any, like, questions.
Or we thought of a question. I like it. Right. Or so anything topical to talk about at all.
So last week was, like, I had just gotten back from Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. A week ago.
Super warm. Dude. So I've been struggling with motivation. Okay. I know I need to get back in here. And I've been in here, but every day I've been in here, I'm like, I do not want to be in here.
Sure.
So over the holidays, naturally, it's hard. How do you motivate yourself to keep getting in here when you don't necessarily have one specific goal?
I think it goes back into making sure you have your goals set, you know, so that's going to be the starting point. But me, the other thing that I'm a firm believer in, motivation is so fake. And motivation is so fake. Okay. Like, people say, oh, this person's so motivated, or how do you get motivated to do this? And the craze with motivational videos and motivational talk and all this bullshit. To me, it's not about getting motivated. It's about how do you respond when you're not when you're motivated, shit's easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you respond when you're not motivated? Do you still have the discipline? So it's motivation versus discipline. Do you still have the discipline to do shit you need to do when you're not motivated to do it? That's how you're going to get to your goals. So for the fact that you just said, I come in even though I'm unmotivated, you're pushing through a point that's not motivation because you have the discipline to come in and do your thing. You're still getting, like we talked about last week, you're still getting the volume in.
Yep.
It just may be slower and maybe mentally less
fun. Actually, Friday was the worst arm workout I've... Worst slash best arm workout.
So you crushed it.
Yeah. My triceps, with low motivation. I've never seen... I'm still sore.
And right.
It's Sunday, Monday. It's 4 days later and my triceps are still sore. Like, in a good way. I know that I didn't
It's a week
myself.
And 4 days later.
No,
and he's still sore.
And he's still sore.
No, four days.
No, but I mean, that's the biggest thing, though, is, you know, the difference between discipline and motivation. If the most successful people aren't
ultra motivated constantly. They fall in love with monotony.
Right.
Right.
That's the thing is, yeah, it's not that, oh, that person's lucky that they're motivated every single day. Hell no.
Oh, fuck that.
You know, yeah, nobody's motivated every single day. It's how do you react to not being motivated? That's going to be the person that succeeds versus the person that says, I'm just giving up, you know?
Yeah. Right. Specifically for the holidays, some of the things that I like to do to get myself in, maybe, and okay, to be fair, it's like talking about the motivation thing. Like, so I'm motivated towards a goal, but like coming into the gym is not hard. Like, I don't need motivation to do that. It's fun for me. It is my happy place. I love doing it. So we're not talking about the same thing necessarily, but if I don't want to come to the gym or if there's something like that, you can do things like trick yourself. have what, like, what's your most favorite thing to work out, or your, what do you most enjoy doing?
Right.
Definitely. Do that on the days that you're, that you don't want to come in. You go, all right, I'll switch it up a little bit. The only way I'm getting my
don't
ass
be married
in there
to a program
is if I'm doing arms. Right. Exactly. Unless you're trying to be a bodybuilder, you're trying to do this. If you're generally trying to look after your fitness, do something you love. Get in there. Go
even
play
if you're,
basketball.
Even if you're a
do
bodybuilder,
something
like
random.
Like even if you have a set program, those days that are in your week. Don't, if I don't do a certain day on Tuesday followed by a certain day on Wednesday, instead I switch those two around, that's not going to kill my my program.
Right.
So if
right.
there's a day that you know you don't like doing legs. Legs is a tougher, more compound movements, you know, that's a tougher day to get quote unquote motivated for.
Yeah.
So if you don't have motivation to go in and do legs,
switch it up with
switch
arms.
It up. Yeah. Do chest, do arms, whatever the case may be.
Still do legs that week.
And then and then wait and then wait until, you know,
you're a little more
sub those
up.
Out.
Don't be that.
You're
going to
get that motivation back eventually.
Yeah.
Right.
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 People want to make crazy drastic changes when it comes to the holidays, like working out extra. They punish themselves to like get to this point of lifting or whatever. Enjoy yourself. Understand that anything you do on the holiday, you will bounce back from as long as you don't make yourself hate it. So if you do pick out, honestly, you're probably you know, don't go out and like, oh, Jordan said pig out. That's perfectly fine. But if you do,
don't
you're
eat
gonna
like an
be,
like, and that's my rule number
you're
one.
Gonna be
don't
fine.
Eat like an asshole. There's no reason
there isn't.
To eat like an asshole. Celebrate. So my, and sorry to interrupt, my day one or my rule number one about the holidays is don't eat like an asshole. You may eat the food that you enjoy, but you have to realize what the holiday's about. If you're spending time with your family, friends, and eating good food, then you don't have to eat 17 helpings of your favorite side.
Right.
You can eat three or four. There's no reason to get,
and then just
you know,
drink 14 beers instead.
And yeah, exactly.
And part of what, you're saying is like, you won't want to eat 17 of your favorite side if you didn't do something drastic the day before. But if you did, if you were in the gym for 4 hours the day before running
and you think
sprints
you,
on a
unquote,
curve
earned it?
Yeah. To earn whatever you want. That's where you make the mistake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Go out, have four portions. Maybe that's a little more than what you had planned. Maybe that's a little more than your macros. If you just bounce back and you hop back in the next day, a week at most is the damage that food will have done because you got back onto what
on.
You've been doing.
Right.
It's not
as
strange. It's
I,
not
I,
some crazy
yeah.
program.
Right.
It's
so
what
it doesn't.
You,
it also doesn't leak into the next 4 days with leftovers and that kind of stuff. That's actually the other reason I like Hy-Vee is I have
it's
a meal.
Done.
It's done.
Yeah.
And I don't have a fridge full of leftovers that
delicious gravy.
That are
that's
what
I basically start drinking like water.
Because I don't
right.
bring anything,
don't bring anything home.
Eat there and go home.
Yeah, you're a mooch. The mooch.
I bring the beer though.
Shane Segebarth dot mooch. At,
I bring the motherfucking beer.
That's,
okay,
that's the most important part. It sounds like, but yeah, I mean, and then there's to me, you know, it's also always goal oriented as well. So. Are you, you know, if you're a bodybuilder, are you 3 weeks out from prep or from a show? Then there's something more to think about. If you are...
To me, that's just bad schedule.
but I mean, like...
life happens
when,
sometimes.
Yeah. But I mean,
no,
and
I get
you got to think about...
I get it.
So,
no,
so,
I absolutely
So actually,
it.
Like, the bodybuilding world kind of ends now.
Yeah.
Like, and so there's no... There's not really... There may be one or two shows, and I'm scheduling more in the Midwest at least, or at least big, you know, big shows. All of the worlds and nationals for the pro side have ended. So there may be some shows for the rest of the year. But most of the shows are done. So, you may not have a show coming up, but did you just do a show where you dieted for however many
weeks?
Yeah,
is your metabolism absolutely crashed
right
now?
So if you're in a reverse diet and you go ham on some ham. that's going to throw your, I mean, your metabolism is already low. That's going to throw, all you're doing is adding a ton of body fat that you don't necessarily want. So it depends on your goal. Sometimes you want that body fat and you just want to get to a normal level and then maintain. But if your metabolism is damaged, females, especially if you don't want to put on that 10 pounds right after a show, like in a one meal, you know, in Thanksgiving meal, then there's stuff that you can do. You know, you have to, your goal supersedes the need to eat like an asshole again.
Right.
But the nice thing about
eat
Thanksgiving,
like an asshole.
Right, it's ass eating season, eating asshole. But the nice thing about Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner and those type of things, minus like the crazy sweets, is it's relatively a well-portioned, macro-friendly meal.
Yep.
You get your turkey, your ham,
if
you know,
stay
and then
away
you
from
have your potatoes
things
and
gravy.
Right.
It's macro-friendly.
It's very
that's the thing
dense
with, me is I
with
don't,
what you do.
Like, being a non-fat guy, like, I don't like any of the in the sweets, and I know that's kind of mix of fats, but gravy, same way. Like,
yeah.
I don't – I'll eat a lot of meat.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
God damn it.
Yeah, he does.
And then it's just carbs for me would be the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Like your mashed potatoes.
And
yeah.
And that goes to the next point. So, assumably, most people will have a high carb day.
Yep.
Right.
Have that high carb day sit on your celebration day, you know? So you can do a couple different things. So, if you are dramatic, like if you are reverse dieting or whatever the case may be, and you have some flexibility, but you're not, you know, you're still want to look out for some, I mean, I would completely go crazy and put on the pounds, right? But I don't care because I have kind of a fat off season.
Yeah.
I'm married. I don't really, you know, I'll be a fat ass and get as much muscle as possible. That's my goal. But depending on the goal, right? So you want to stay lean, you know, you can actually set your refeed day or your high carb day for that day. And then you can also, and I don't suggest doing this often, but once, twice a year, for these holidays, you can do this. Save some of your previous day's macros and your next day's macros so that your overall week looks a little bit better as far as the average goes. So you can make those transitions a little bit. If you do it too, if you get in the, don't get in the habit of that.
Right.
Because that's not ideal and that's definitely going to hurt you in the long run. But for a special occasion where it's 1-2 days out of the year, you can do those different things. And then, you know, if it's your off season, obviously don't worry about it.
Right.
Have fun, eat yep. whatever you want. But if you are semi dieting or you're trying to get what you're but if you're semi if you're dieting and you're concerned about those goals, you can still hit those goals and just eat sensibly, portion meals, and enjoy the family time, enjoy the time, you know, the traditions that you have that aren't just food.
Right.
You know, America makes a lot of our holidays strictly food oriented, which is fine. Eat the meal, you know, but the thing that you have to enjoy more about the holidays is spending time with your family, doing things with you know, people that you love, and living and be a happy life. You know, we preach a lot of balance, you know, mm-hmm. and so the fact that, you know, the only time I would really stay away from eating, you know, an actual meal is if, you know, you are 3 weeks out from prep,
right,
and or 3 weeks out from a show, and you know you're really dialed in, and then you know,
it's not even that hard.
Then it's right. Then it's just super.
The goal. You know what you're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah, you've
made it that far.
Right. And even then, I mean, you're measuring, and that would be the only time where I get the measure out, either the scale out, and measure the white meat turkey that you're eating.
Yep.
You know, and then measure
white meat.
The
no, Shane. He said turkey.
And then measure the sweet potatoes that you're, and don't add the marshmallows and the syrup. You know?
I can't do sweet potatoes.
really?
God, I can't
like
do it.
Candied sweet potatoes or sweet potatoes in general.
I just don't like them. Sweet potatoes.
They don't like you.
I think Tyler's about to fight you.
No,
he seems pretty offended
by that
statement.
Like, I know they're.
How do you feel about yams? They're cousins.
Careful.
I don't know if I've ever eaten them.
Like, dude, yams can suck it. Sweet potatoes are delicious,
yeah.
But so are potatoes. I don't understand people's craze about sweet potatoes. Like, it's a potato.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Like,
what's the difference macro?
Now, what about
very little?
Yeah. What about?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So fry them up, French fries.
About sweet potatoes, so
sweet,
like,
no,
sweet yeah, potato fries or regular fries?
Depends on how I feel that day. Mm. I'll eat them both.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that he just brought up, asking about the macros. A lot of people think sweet potatoes are, like, just innately
so
healthier than
oh, well,
potatoes.
They're the magic they're food, right?
Almost exactly
they're
the same
all,
in macros.
They're almost identical.
Oh, then fuck that shit.
Yeah.
excuse my language, but fuck that shit.
But that's the thing is, like, people have because it's a bodybuilder, quote unquote bodybuilder
right,
food, right?
Right, right.
Just like the chicken and broccoli.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like the chicken, broccoli, and sweet potatoes, that meal, I can make that same exact macro meal with lots thousand of other stuff. Things.
Yep.
There was recently a guy that I don't completely, and I just told this story to someone else. I don't completely agree with his methods because it's not like a super true way to do a study because there's a lot of variables that he didn't account for and a lot of things that he didn't actually, and then he released it to a big media outlet and he didn't, from what I read, he put almost like a clickbait type of yeah. words in it. So then when you read the first paragraph, you were like, holy shit.
Wait a minute.
So basically it was this guy that lost 20 pounds and still healthy on nothing but Twinkie diet. Like that was like the headline, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he did it to his class to prove a point, didn't
right.
he?
Right. Yep. And that was, effectively true, but that's not all that he ate. He had his macros evened out with protein shakes for his protein, because obviously Twinkies don't have your protein. So he was still getting his protein macros that he needed. He matched whatever macros that he had set for himself that he should have been eating, he controlled for the calories. So that's how many Twinkies he had. He may have had, you know, 6.5 Twinkies in a day to match his macros. And because his macros were matched, he was in a deficit and he lost weight. And the cool thing that I thought about that, and then he also supplemented something that wasn't in like the main article, was he also supplemented multivitamins and minerals for health purposes.
Right.
And so like that was another thing that people argue, well, that's not healthy. Well, your micronutrients and your minerals and everything that you need, it is healthy.
Fiber?
I think that was supplemented as well. I think he had like he may have had like a greens that. In his protein shake or something like that. So, but I mean that conversation really changes to the point where all of his blood work and everything came back like even healthier. But the fact of the matter is, it was only healthier because his fat content went down.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows you that their food's replaceable, and as long as you're hitting equaled calories and equaled macros to what you were doing, or what you would have supposedly done with, you know, if I did a month of only quote unquote healthy foods, or I did a month and then I did a month of his kind of junk food type thing, I would continue to get the same exact results. Given that the macros and everything was the same. So let's get into what your favorite desserts are.
For specifically Thanksgiving, I assume.
Yes, or just in general. Last weekend, okay. What was your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert was, I don't think I had any because I had some chips. But if I have to choose from when I'm with my family, my favorite dessert.
I feel bad. Like, I feel like you need to come to Hy-Vee with us. And...
No, that's, I've, oh. I really... I've been in a hermit mood lately. Dude. Like, a lot of people have been like, are you seriously going to, like, be by yourself during Thanksgiving? I'm like, yeah. And actually, right now, it sounds fantastic.
I'm really
fantastic.
Looking forward to it. No, it's good.
I get that.
Wait, your parents are an hour away, and you're not going to?
El Paso, Texas.
Who's in Jefferson?
My grandma. Oh. They're going down to Kansas City. Yeah. Anyway.
3 hours away?
Yeah, dude, I'm doing the half marathon. I don't want to drive down to Kansas City, then drive back up, and then have to run a half marathon.
Is the turkey trot on
Saturday? Or that's what you felt like 3 days ago. Okay, good.
Yes, that is, and I don't regret it at all because of how tired I am from the half marathon I ran. My favorite dessert is probably some type of pie. Heath pie. So my mom's
Heath,
one
like
of my mom's
the chocolate shit.
Yeah, one of her best friends. She's like a very close family friend. Basically, another one of my aunts. Her name's Johnson. Shout out Johnson if you're listening to this. Makes all sorts of pies, and she used to make like a Heath pie that was just fantastic.
Like the candy,
yes,
right?
Yep. Yeah, okay. She would do Oreos and like Butterfingers and a bunch of other stuff, but I really like to eat.
What, Shane? What's your favorite dessert? Or you said you're kind of not really a dessert guy.
No, I'm not really a dessert guy.
Beer,
like,
beer,
anything, dessert beer,
dessert beer. Do you have a favorite dessert beer? And if
Bush
you say,
Light.
Yep,
yep,
that's what I was gonna say.
Figured. He drank. For the record, he walked in with Shiner Cheer, my favorite beer, like the best beer ever. The reason for the season is Shiner Cheer.
Shout out Texas for the entire season. Yes.
Jesus plays a role in the next part of the season, but he plays a higher role than Shiner.
Okay, there you
obviously.
Go. Bringing it back.
Bringing it back in. But
I'm talking faster.
But he comes in and he goes, "Ain't no Bush Light, but it's pretty good."
The worst.
My jaw dropped, and I about fought him. I actually threw a shoe at his nuts.
That is a fact.
Not bad.
That's how I roll.
So anyway, 100. My best dessert this last weekend, green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
For the third time.
The third helping. So you went by twice, and then it was you grabbed a dessert plate because it's a smaller plate.
Right.
You filled that with your dessert helping of that. Perfect. Yep. I love it.
Again, only the size of a fist because I'm worried about that portion control.
That's good.
What about you?
It's tough.
That's a tough question.
I'm not a huge Thanksgiving dessert guy.
I'll enjoy
a cookie. I'll enjoy pumpkin pie.
As much as I like pumpkin spiced flavored everything, obviously.
Basic bitch.
Anybody that follows me on Instagram knows I have a love for pumpkin spice.
Yep, I hate pumpkin pie. He has Saturday outfits and pumpkin spice.
You notice that trend? It's like seven weeks in a row.
I feel like I looked a lot better on Saturday than he did.
While we were out at...
Where's your outfit?
They said, "What am I supposed to do without knowing what you're wearing tonight?" I was like, "I got you."
Yeah, but I looked better. So that's
you
okay.
did not.
Yeah, so like, I like the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it's,
but cheesecake. Cheesecake's always good. Like, I like a little bit of everything. Like,
yeah.
I'm not a huge favorite. I don't have like a huge favorite. I'm a huge sweets guy, but I can't choose between them. I like them all. But okay, so let's get into a couple segments because. My market research shows that my food for thought, I've been doing a lot of market research for my food for thought this week.
Food for thought is generally last, though. Is that your only segment you want to do?
It transitions in so well. Do we want to do a different segment? I have, okay, not necessarily a segment, but let's get into like the dark side of the holidays.
Okay.
What pisses you off most about the holidays?
If I'm flying, people standing up behind me to get out of the plane.
Oh, agreed.
That's a top right 10 when the plane stops. Peeve of my life.
Oh, dude, I stand up right away.
What? Get the fuck out.
You're that guy.
I'm no longer. We're not associated.
You're telling me like you're sitting there, you can just keep sitting. I'm like, I gotta get out of this plane.
No!
So I stand up right away.
I really don't mind if you kind of stand up and stretch in your own seat. But the people that get out and start doing any of that, the people that get out in the hallway.
I don't
or whatever,
get in the aisle.
Yeah. So they get in the aisle and they like.
You're just the idiot that stands above your seat.
And then, okay, so the worst person out of all of that. Is the person that stands up, the seat behind you, stands in the thing, and then as you start getting out, tries to butt in front of you. Like, it is a hard code of ethics that you don't go before the seats ahead of you. That is just...
We're all in this together. Yes. We all just survived going
how high up?
If we really want to break it down, we all just survived a miracle.
Yeah, and this is the miracle of mankind that we all just survived, and we survived it together. And you're going to try to
butt
in front of me
right.
when we're getting off of this plane? You shitting
I
me?
I had a tweet on actual Halloween is the last one. Favorite holiday, by the way.
Okay.
Top 10 pet peeve. Immediately standing when the plane lands.
That was in his phone notes. At least three likes. Oh, okay.
No, that was a tweet.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I got at least three likes.
Big man on campus.
That's good. Three hearts. Right. Click, click, click.
Because,
I liked it three times.
It doesn't. Like, I have like 60 people that follow me, and I could really care less on Twitter. Because for me, Twitter is like that ever open black space where you just like tweet things and they just go into the dark
and they never to be seen again.
Yeah. But you're going to be a superstar shortly, so you have to kind of reel that in.
Those will be brought back up.
So that's also one of the food for thought that I want to talk about eventually.
Well, we'll talk about that later. All right.
I'll bring it up again.
Okay, so what do I not like about Thanksgiving?
Or holidays in general.
Well, I'm bringing up Thanksgiving.
Shopping, all that kind of
shit. Gets in the way of Christmas. Wastes extra time could be spent on Christmas. No, but really, really.
Says the guy who fucking puts up his Christmas tree in September.
Yeah, that's my point, actually.
It does not get in your way, obviously.
Anyway.
You don't make way for turkey.
Really, what I hate about it is this whole Black Friday nonsense. People trampling each other. It drives me nuts, dude.
Yeah.
I can't even. I would never.
Won't do it.
Ever leave my house on these days for fear of somebody murdering me over something I don't even know what's happening.
My bigger fear is that I murder someone else because of how they're acting on this day.
Because
But why did you go there? You have to know what they're going to do. You know how they're going to be acting.
Right, and that's why I don't go.
Right.
Is because if I did go, I would react and murder somebody.
I would have to murder somebody. Disclaimer, we do not murder people on this
show. And 3 days ago, when Black Friday happened, I didn't go, and I didn't murder anybody.
Boom.
Testament of you.
Friday, I went to...
What's one of your...
Right.
Okay, so not necessarily something that I hate, but... About the holiday, but I had, you like how I led into this?
Yep.
But I have a super big hate for, and this kind of goes into shopping, but anytime I'm internet shopping, and have you ever had like a super discounted product that you've got or a free product that you got, just pay for shipping just to try this product out? And it signs you up for a fucking subscription and continue. I mean, literally no click box.
Right.
It will automatically sign you up, and in somewhere in small print, it does this. And yes, Shane has his hand up waiting so patiently. I love it.
I bought a TV off Best Buy one time for $10 because they fucked up their price or something.
Good. Stick it to the man.
Right. And then they didn't honor
it. Didn't honor it?
They did not honor it.
You could sue the living shit.
Yeah, but I just didn't.
But not
care.
Worth it. Yeah.
So
that's good karma. Go on.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So on it.
I have not received any good karma since then.
On it. O-N-N-I-T.
Is that Joe Rogan?
One Joe Rogan has something. One free ad.
No, I'm pissed.
No, one free ad.
Can you not
fucking
subscribe?
Review them at
no,
one.
No, I did. I called them and I was pissed.
One
but it
star.
Happened
it
over
took
the weekend.
You to have to call them.
Yes. So no. So it's not a subscription to a fucking email list.
One star.
It took my credit card information.
Whoa! What?
Charged me for another product a month later, and said that I was on the subscription for fucking this product every single. Month.
Did you get anything good?
So I was trying
what the fuck, dude?
A mood.
Not my boy Joe.
Them. Yeah. And
not Joe.
Right. And
Joe,
I fucking
fuck Joe.
It.
Fuck Joe.
Yep.
Fuck Joe.
Sorry.
Joe, he gone.
He gone. But so
I was listening to Joe today.
So
when
then
he was
talking
about
it. Fuck him.
Then they try to fucking tell me that I clicked a box that told me that I was opting in.
You would never click that box.
I would never click that box. I don't care if that box.
If it was clicked and you had to unclick it, maybe
I would
you
unclick
missed,
it. No, well, I wouldn't like, miss it. But if unless
if
they hit
hidden,
it,
I don't
right,
even
yes,
do that fucking
point.
Thing with
if
emails.
It's
hit,
so
the
point
I
is, you're not going to
so I get
box.
The only good thing that I got out of this was that they did send me a email saying your subscription and $60 just got charged to your account. The reason I wanted to try this product, and I may have purchased it in the future if it wasn't not anymore. Hell no.
Right.
I'm going to find their competition, and I'm going to buy
all of their stuff.
I'm gonna buy hundreds of dollars of shit from their competition because I cannot stand being just the
automatically enrolled.
I'm huge about transparency in the gym with my customers with people that. I'm 100% transparent. This is exactly what you're getting into. If you have any questions about it, please tell me. You know, I am black and white. The that's why we put Crave's membership is online. If you want to know what the membership costs, you can go online and you can see it black and white. We don't have enrollment. We don't have anything. We don't have any bullshit fees. All it is you pay for your membership. And a lot of times, if you're not showing up, we're going to call you and tell you that, hey, you're wasting money.
Yeah.
Let me know. We need you to be coming in and get these results. Like, I am super transparent when it comes to business, and I, the worst, and I hated it too, because I wanted to like that company. I wanted to like that company, and I,
dude, we need to hit him up and let him know what's happening. I'm going to hold out and say that Joe doesn't know.
Joe doesn't know.
So, I work for corporate America, but fuck corporate America, man.
I was so pissed.
You see like, so much shit
like
that.
But hearing those ads with Joe, you know, and like the, it seemed like the mission statement was good. These people want to help other people. You know, they're good products, all this kind of stuff. But then they found out that they did this shit, and I was, Oh, I was so upset. And so luckily, and I keep a really level head. Luckily, you know, I call the customer service gal. She helps me. She's like super, super nice. Her name is Trina. She was she was very nice, and I knew it wasn't her fault.
Right.
And I politely asked to be taken off of the subscription and refunded for my money, and she said, we can definitely try to get that stopped with shipping right now.
Right.
If it has already shipped out, I will send you return information, and we'll get that refunded, which she was great. And I hadn't said anything, but then I did make my opinion clear when I said, Trina, I would like to express that I was unwillingly signed up for this subscription, and I will never be buying products from you again. And I would have most likely bought a lot of products from you because I liked your concepts and where you know what you said you were about. But actions speak louder than advertisements, and that just, I had a terrible. And then I said, I know it wasn't your fault, and so I really want to thank you for your help. But
I am very frustrated.
Yeah. Bottom line, never buying anything from Onnit. Yeah.
I had that same ish experience with DirecTV recently. So
cable and DirecTV have known.
So yeah. I get South free MediaCom from my apartment. So since I do that, I can't get DirecTV. So as a huge Niner fan, I always generally purchase a Sunday ticket.
Right.
So it automatically renewed. I'm like, oh, that was my bad. Should have known that. But I accepted the fact after I already had spent $150 on Sunday ticket. So Sunday ticket to me is a very future forward service. So you pay four payments of $75. So it totals $300.
Sure.
So I had called in the middle of month one and two. So I'd already spent $75. The $150 charge was coming up. So I'm like, I'm fine, you know, paying the $150. But it's a future forward service.
Right.
So in order for me to get the next month's worth of service, I would have to pay $75.
Sure.
Right? And then the month after that, I would have to pay another $75
right.
for the next month of service. So essentially November and December,
right.
I would have to pay $75 each. So I tried to cancel halfway through because I had not even logged on to my subscription.
Sure.
Because I didn't know I had it because it auto-renewed. I'm right. like, that's on me. I should have known that. Whatever.
Right.
And I went off on the dude. I'm like, this is
poor
a
dude.
I know.
This is a future forward service. Did I say that right? Yeah. We'll go with it.
We'll go with it.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't understand. Like, me being a quote-unquote businessman, like, you would think you would understand that. Like, no, once you renew, you have to do the full $300, even though you pay $75 a month. Because I was going to take
that. Did you sign anything?
No.
Said any of that?
No.
See, then that's like me with business in general. Transparency to me is key. So you have to tell, I mean,
right.
if I tell you, hey, if you do this, you renew for the next 3 months, sign here to do so.
Yep.
I feel that that's on you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
and that's what
and I,
doesn't
and
happen.
And I never
in
got
world,
that opportunity. Like, yeah, it was on me because maybe auto renew was clicked last year.
Sure.
That's on me. If it's a future forward service,
you should be able to.
You should be able to cancel whenever, right. Whenever you want.
I agree.
So whatever.
Okay, so we're gonna get into food for thought. And food for thought for me today is actually food, and that's the market research that I've been doing. So I was very vested in today's topic. Do you know? And so I personally wanted to put in the work. I really feel that this podcast is
important. Just a warning for everybody. It's going to be something bullshit. It's got a shit-eating grin on his face.
It's very important.
some bullshit is coming.
It's very important.
I feel like I'm going to get thrown under the bus.
I wanted to put in the work for this podcast and make it entertaining and give out valuable information. Mm-hmm. And so the valuable information I love that. The valuable information that I got is I'm going to take you to a place real quick. Okay, so
Omaha, Nebraska.
No. You're in your living room. Go ahead and close your eyes. Okay. So
I'm on my chair.
You have this big tin that may have been for popcorn. You have your popcorn tin, right? And it's separated into three different areas. Okay. Yep. So you have your cheddar, naturally. You have your
caramel.
Yep. And then you have your plain white, the reg. Salted. The reg. Okay. So in preparation for this tin sitting next to you in your living room, I have done the market research. Here's what it is. I went and bought a cheddar and caramel popcorn mix.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you, I guess.
So. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so I really wanted to get this information out so people could be prepared when they do have these tins sitting in their living room.
And, Boy Scouts.
Right. Yep. Boy Scouts is where it's at. And so I have found the perfect caramel to cheddar ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're eating two caramel to three cheddar kernels,
mm-hmm.
that's the perfect ratio.
Regular is the best. I'm sorry. Regular is the best.
That's fine.
I don't need any. I don't need maybe three plain ones and I'm good.
But that's not how they come.
I know.
So
but they should.
So you're gonna eat all but of it's all
separated,
of the plain,
right?
Yeah, it's all separated. Okay. So you're gonna eat all of the plain,
and
all
then
the plain
I,
ones,
and then I need
and then
this
you
ratio.
Need the ratio count, right? So what is I it? Did the work. So you're gonna have two caramel, three cheddar, okay. in one handful. So this is why the texture's great because it's not an overly. You're not gonna fill your mouth with this. It's a little bit bigger than a bite. You're not going to put individual kernels in your mouth. Nobody ever does that. You have a pretty big mouth. But you're going to have enough to get the flavor and not too much to the point where you're drying out your mouth with popcorn because it's too big of a handful. So
I hate when that happens.
This has not only taken me 3 days to do this market research, but it's taken me a 2-foot bag of this popcorn from Costco that I've eaten in the last 3 days. And it is, and I fit it all into my macros because it is 26 servings.
That's a few.
Yikes.
And I've eaten it in 3 days.
And you've eaten nothing else.
Very little else. Yes. Well, my macros are very high right now, which helps, but. Basically, my life has been turkey burger and popcorn for the last 3 days.
I hate the caramel and the plain in those tins. Like, I normally like plain popcorn, but I just eat the cheddar. And put the lid back on, and surprise, whoever else is next, there's no more cheddar there.
You have to just take out the separation and
maybe,
be like,
yeah,
have
maybe
them.
I ought to try it. I don't know. I was try like, the ratio. I've always been a super picky kid, so I haven't had that since I was a kid.
That's the gym closet ratio.
There we go. I got to try it.
For everybody out there that was curious. And I know there's several people out there that were curious. They have that popcorn tin, and they're like, geez, I just wish someone would do the math for me. What's the best way to eat this?
That is the best way.
It's done. It's done. Now you know.
I will. There's 100% chance my mom will get one of these as a gift from one of her students. That's how we always had them. Every year.
Right. And
for
she,
as long as I,
now she knows.
So I will.
So how long,
I will
how long
try
has your mom been a teacher?
34 years.
What's your mom's name?
Brenda.
Brenda.
Shout out, Brenda.
Brenda, shout out. After 34 years, you have the answer. You're welcome.
There you go.
Actually, she probably knows the ratio. She could be like 2.5 and then 2.25. Like,
she's probably better
here,
at math.
Here's
than
the
I
deal,
am.
Though. Yeah. I'll guarantee it. There is a 0% chance she's eating any other popcorn than the plain. Really? Okay. She is way pickier than I am.
Well, and then that's fine, because yep. then that leaves but the I'm, ratio for someone else.
The point is, I'm going to try I will get back to everybody, and I will let you know. I'm inclined to think he's right. So I've got.
I don't put a lot of market research into a lot of things.
Obviously, you're not going home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, this will be in January that I will have this answer.
Christmas?
December 23rd.
Cool.
So probably on the 15th podcast.
Yep.
Episode 15.
Yep. All right. Food for thought.
Jordan.
Boy, you go ahead.
We're running long here.
Me?
I actually don't have food for thought, so that's good.
First 10 minutes was us talking about appropriate stuff. This is not good. Oh, so food for thought, since we didn't have Monday memories. My boss follows me on Snapchat.
Oh, boy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Shouldn't have done that. In, like, corporate America.
Yeah.
An ex-boss was like, I mentioned something about our podcast. And he's like, oh, what's the name of it? And I was like, yeah, I'm not telling you. Yeah. We're done. Like, I feel like minus maybe this episode, it's been very informational.
Yep.
I would hope.
I think this episode was informational. I think you're right. Just referring to the roughly 20-minute conversation we had before we really got into it.
That could be.
Yep.
So,
which will be edited into a later episode.
Once we're
possibly
not worried about our...
A lot of follow-up. Anyway, so I guess for me, and this kind of goes to another topic I have on my phone, is... be careful of what you put out on social media.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't say this, but fuck it. It's the podcast. So, I like to drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So today, I think I told you, I might have told the podcast, full disclosure, I've been drinking since 3:30. Yes. It is now
9:38.
So I've been drinking since, for a solid 6 hours. First 2-3 hours, I was with, fellow co-workers and my boss and her boss and bosses and stuff like that, and I had like 5 hours. So it's just kind of be careful with stuff
that so not only on social media but
in real life,
humaning,
right?
But here we go, another Tyler term.
Humaning.
Yeah, so when you're out in public, humaning.
recognize your surroundings a little bit. You know, I feel like
that note. That's good.
They know.
It's a good food for thought.
They know most of the time that, you know, I'm out having fun and stuff. Like I'm young-ish.
Those are the people I feel like get the work done.
Yep.
You're social.
Right.
You work hard. You're going to bring what needs to be brought.
Play hard, but I work 10 times harder. You know, and they know that. You know, I send them emails probably daily. At 11:30 at night. So I'm...
probably pissed that you do that.
Maybe. But it goes back to that work-life balance. Like, I have my work email on my phone. Okay, so, yeah, I'll get emails at 10, 11 o'clock at night. But I also don't have it pop up on my phone.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's the...
Your choice.
To where I have to
ding
the push.
Okay,
is what it's called on the iPhone. Because I know
he secludes themselves from
me. What it's called on the iPod.
Over here on this side of the room.
Peasant.
Right. Over here on this side
cool,
of the room.
The cool side of the room. So I have to log in to get those emails, and that's the way I will forever.
It that's good
no matter
idea.
How
yeah.
far
See,
I
put
go
mine
the
on. It's a do not disturb starts on my phone at 9 p.m., so I don't get any notifications from anything unless I'm checking stuff.
Yep.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's just an option that I've put on there. Family time. But
makes sense.
Food for thought, Jordan?
I actually have no food for thought, and we're
awesome.
An
that's
hour
perfect.
And a half.
Over,
so
yeah.
maybe not a bad thing.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for tuning in to the Gym Closet. Hopefully that this was a good way to analyze how your Thanksgiving was. And move
Break
into
it down. You've done the market research.
Yes, and then move into Christmas with a game plan that helps everybody. So again, we got three things to do: rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe, and then go ahead and rate, review, unsubscribe, and resubscribe.
And we get two subscriptions.
Just make sure that you resubscribe.
Yeah, always resubscribe. So, thanks again so much.
And if you got a question or two, just send her out there.
Yeah, shoot that. You know, we are at
DM
Jordan.Hildreth. We are at Shane Sagabarth. And private. I am at TR. Are you private again?
I'm private.
That's all right. You can invite, you right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He'll friend you.
Yeah.
He'll friend
throw him
ya.
On there.
Just don't be from Nationwide.
And then I am at TR Crave Strong. Crave with a K. Thanks again, guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you had a great Thanksgiving and a awesome Christmas season is amongst us. So we're actually doing a lot of cool stuff with the Salvation Army that we'll talk about next week. See you guys.
Happy holidays.
Peace.